As the nation opens up, some people are starting to think about cautiously expanding their social circles. Gideon Litchfield, the editor-in-chief of the MIT Technology Review, recently broke 2 months of isolation to form with some friends what's known as a pod, a bubble, or a quarantine. That's team with an M. Litchfield wrote a guide about how to do this safely and spoke recently to NewsHour Weekend's Megan Thompson.
So you wrote recently about forming a COVID pod or a COVID bubble. What does that mean?
It means there's a handful of friends, some people who I decided to treat as safe. In other words, we all take the same precautions. We agree on what precautions we're going to take. We make sure we're all on the same page. We're not mixing with other people, but we go to one another's houses and we hang out as normal people do. And we do that because it's a way to basically have time to spend with other people. Since I live alone, being alone for 2 months has been pretty hard.
So you've been going through this period of self-isolation totally alone?
Yes. I mean, I've done a handful of like walks in the park with friends where we, you know, we are a distance apart and we wear masks. I've done a little bit of that. Obviously, I do Zoom calls with friends like everybody else. But yes, I live alone and I hadn't spent normal time in proximity to other people since we all went into shutdown.
So you came up with a guide about how to navigate these COVID bubbles. What is one of the most important things to keep in mind?
Look, first of all, keep in mind that if you decide to share your life with other people, you are adding risk to yourself and to them, and also potentially to the rest of society, because you could, if you catch the disease, you could then transmit it to other people. So don't go into it without really thinking about that risk and also really making sure that you're doing it with people that you really trust. The next thing I would say is, you know, communicate in really excessive detail about what precautions you take. How do you wash your vegetables when you come in from the store? Do you take your shoes on or off? Do you change your clothes when you come in out of the house? Do you clean your keys?
What kinds of things did you discuss with your friends before you decided to bubble up with them?
Well, we discussed, for instance, when do you wear a mask? So when we first started having the conversation, I wasn't wearing a mask when I went outside. I wore one if I went to the store, but not if I was just walking in the street. And my friend said, actually, we'd be more comfortable if you wore a mask when you walked in the street as well. So, you know, we discussed in detail all of the things we do and all the precautions we take, and we got on the same page about what we were going to do. And then we waited 2 weeks because it was like starting quarantine from zero. We wanted to make sure that we were being completely safe and doing it the same way before we actually met up. One of the things that I think is important is we're all making this up as we go along, and we're all taking decisions about which precautions to take based on, you know, stuff we've read, our gut, how we feel that day, what we've heard. So what's most important is to just be completely on the same page with the people that you're with, so that there are no surprises.
You also wrote that you almost want to treat this more like a business transaction than a friend transaction.
I think it's important because, you know, all of us have friends, multiple friends, but you can only be in one of these bubbles at a time. It's really not safe to be, you know, bubbling with multiple families, for instance, where, you know, you have no idea what everybody's really doing. And so feelings can get easily hurt if somebody wants to be with you and you don't want to be with them, or vice versa. Treat this as something that you're doing because it's good for your mental health or whatever your reasons are for doing it. But don't treat it as a commentary or a judgment on your friendship with someone.
So now you've been socializing with your friends for, what, about a week and a half now? How's it been going?
It's been going great. Honestly, for me, one of the best things is being able to cook food for other people rather than just for myself. So to have conversations that don't get ended because somebody has to hop off on another Zoom call, or that are constrained by the parameters of the screen. And, you know, just that quality of human contact is completely different from the kind that we have when we're talking to people on the phone and on the screen. And even though I've had lots of contact with friends through Zoom, there's a point at which it just doesn't, it's not the same thing. It isn't enough.
All right. Gideon Litchfield, editor-in-chief of the MIT Technology Review. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Megan.
Have you and your friends or family formed a COVID bubble? Or are you trying to figure out how to do it safely? PBS NewsHour Weekend would love to hear about how you're navigating it all. We may even use your story on the broadcast. Send us an email at nhweekend@wnet.org.